Brian and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
So, you know, AI is a big thing right now where, you know, you're hearing and seeing songs created by artists that aren't actually their voices and things like that. And so now I want to play for you a commercial for a fake pizza company or a fake, like, pizza place called Pepperoni Hug Spot. It was entirely created by AI, including obviously the name of the pizza place. But I wanted to play this commercial that was generated, and it's it's kind of... I'll let you decide what it is.
Okay.
Are you ready for best pizza of life? Bring friends down to Pepperoni Hug Spot. Our chefs make pizza with heart and special touch. Cheese, pepperoni, vegetable, and more secret things. Need delivery? Pizzas come fast. Knock, knock, who's there? Pizza magic. Eat Pepperoni Hug Spot pizza. Your tummy say thank you. Your mouth say, mmm. Pepperoni Hug Spot. It's like family, but with more cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean
it's robotic kind of delivery.
It's kind of magical.
It is. It's very like, okay, if you didn't know the backstory, you're thinking, okay, maybe it's just one of those kind of deadpan comedic deliveries, but it feels very automated when he reads it.
Maybe one of my favorite lines is,
knock knock, who's there? Pizza magic.
Knock knock, who's there? Pizza magic.
That's great.
I love it.
We tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see it. But yeah, created all by AI, script generated by AI, the music, all that. AI.
Listen, this is not going to be the norm. That is not how all of your commercials are going to start sounding here. We promise.
Not promise. Pizza magic.
Okay, maybe we might take a couple of lines.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Pizza magic. Yeah, I like that. All right.
Your mouth says, mm.
Yes. Yes. Very good. All right. So, yeah. Hey, today is Friday. So that's exciting. And on the show, plenty of things to get to here this hour, including Setting the Bar stories. We've got an update for you on that patio talk text that went awry, the wrong number text that we talked to Cameron last week, and his girlfriend had sent him this weird text that he didn't know.
It wasn't meant for him.
Yeah, it was meant apparently for her friend Hannah, but
he didn't believe that.
Seems sketch. Very, very much. Anyways, we have an update for you this hour too. Coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
A seventh grader saved everybody on a school bus when he noticed an emergency was happening with the driver.
Dang. Okay.
Super scary.
All right. That feel-good on the way. By the way, the rush hour balloon race canceled this morning due to weather. So, yeah, if you were looking forward to some balloons, not going to see them this morning. Spotty rain today, clouds, 66 your high, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team. Cloudy pretty much tomorrow morning for the KDF Marathon, mini marathon, high 71 later in the day, maybe some showers, but then for the Pegasus Parade, just clouds, maybe some sun, a little bit breezy, high only 60. So watch for 99.7 EJX in the Pegasus Parade rolling down Sunday, Broadway. So hopefully we'll see you there on the sidelines there on 99.7 EJX. All right, let's get to that feel good.
So, some scary surveillance camera footage from inside the school bus. The camera's like directly on the driver. You can see the driver start to have a medical emergency and then pass out. The bus starts to slow down, but veers to the left into oncoming traffic.
Ooh.
That's when seventh grader Dylan Reeves leaps out of his chair to grab the wheel and bring the bus to a stop in the middle of the road.
In my 35-plus years of education, this was an extraordinary act of courage and maturity on his part. He jumped up from his seat, threw his backpack down, ran to the front of the bus, grabbed the steering wheel, and brought the bus to a stop in the middle of the road. And really, just really smart, quick thinking on his feet. He made a huge difference in states.
Yeah, you could hear him yelling out, somebody call 911. He was honored there by as a hero by his local officials. Mm. So just you can see that video. It's up at WDJX.com. Man, scary.
Yeah, for sure.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so last week we spoke to Cameron. He had received a text message from his girlfriend that was not intended for him, and it said, like, miss our patio talks. And, you know, there was no real patio that he could think of, not with his girlfriend, but there was an ex of his girlfriend that had a patio. So it was, like, kind of fishy, you know?
Yeah, the girlfriend was kind of stumbling. Oh, no, but I meant Heather. I'm Hannah.
Yeah, you know. All right, so we have an update, by the way. And that is coming up here in just a few minutes on
97.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly K, what is a setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without your senior prank going awry, causing a cow to run away.
Oh, boy.
You're doing okay.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, we have a lost cow.
We have a lost cow from CBS Chicago.
Niles police says this was all part of a senior prank from students at North by Northridge Prep. They say the students were planning to bring live animals to school this morning, and the cow got loose in the neighborhood. It took several hours to wrangle the cow. It was seen running down the street.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so the cow wound up getting loose. I mean,
but they got him back before he left the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was several blocks away, but yes.
Yeah, it took several hours. That's not good. They were probably late to school, too. Not good.
Well, no. I mean, it was a senior prank, so that was probably what it was intended for.
Mm-hmm.
They were also planning on bringing a pig and multiple chickens to the school.
Fun. It's like farm day at school.
I know.
That's what they could say. It's like, you know what? We thought we needed to have a farm day.
Their senior prank. Now, there was a bystander who saw the cow run by.
I looked and thought, is that a cow running down the street?
I mean, seriously.
We'd all say that.
Yeah.
Literally closed my eyes and opened them again and said, yeah, that's a cow. About 5 seconds after that, I saw a bunch of young men in pursuit running and some of them driving. I yelled out, why is a cow running down the street?
Yeah. So they're like, whoop, oh, well, Bessie got loose. Let's get her.
Oh, my gosh. What a sight to behold.
Yeah. One of those, you know, senior pranks that kind of goes awry. I mean, the whole live animals thing, like, holy, to use a pun, cow. Like, what is the best senior prank you've ever been involved in or seen done? Did your senior class ever do anything like that?
We didn't do anything. No. We just had, like, a senior skip out day. Where we all just kind of went to lunch off campus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, we did have a senior skip day too, yeah.
This is what I want to know, though. Did they steal the cow? Did they have a farm friend who lent them the animal? That's the other part of it. Well, hopefully they didn't steal the cow.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my gosh.
So, again, set at the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without your senior prank going awry, causing a cow to literally run away beyond the lamb for several hours,
gosh.
Then you're doing okay. But what I want to know, what's the best senior prank you've ever been involved in or seen done? Let us know. Text us or call 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of your stories coming up next. You know, nearing the end of the school year. What's the best senior prank you've ever been involved in or seen done? There was just a story out of Chicago where they had a cow that just got loose.
Because they were trying to bring farm animals. And one ran amok in the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. Ashley texted in and said, I had a physics teacher in high school that gorilla glued a quarter to the floor in the hallway and watched as everyone went by and tried to pick up the quarter.
Oh my gosh. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of like that the teacher did it, you know?
Yes.
I thought that was kind of good.
Yes.
Another message from a listener. My cousin's senior class from one school switched with a senior class from a different school.
Oh, whoa.
Each person was assigned another person from the other school to switch with for the day.
Get out. That took some coordination.
It really did.
Wow.
I mean, that's props.
Absolutely.
I like this one. Seniors turned the school into Jurassic Park, and students ran around in those inflatable T-Rex costumes that you love,
fantastic.
Kelly.
Oh, I'd love to see video of that, because T-Rex costumes doing anything is hysterical. It's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. another message. A few days before graduating, we listed our principal's house for sale by owner on Craigslist.
Oh, no.
Priced at about $75,000 below market value and scheduled an open house on the day and time of our ceremony.
Oh, wow.
I heard a dozen people were in his driveway when he got home.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
hey,
my gosh.
I'd like to go ahead and offer you, make you an offer right now, sir.
I'm here for that house for sale.
Yeah, right. I've heard of senior classes listing the entire school for sale, like on Craigslist.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then they know that's not really the case.
And then you've seen videos of this. Got a message. Seniors in the class before me had a coin in their hand as they walked the stage. And as they shook the principal's hand, they would leave the coin in his palm. The principal wasn't able to go anywhere and was forced to awkwardly reach under his gown and put the coins in his pockets. Unfortunately for him, we had a graduating class of about 800 that year.
Oh, he got paid, though.
Yeah, I was going to
right?
say.
I mean, he got paid. Even he got a tip.
I was going to say, even if it's like a nickel, still, you're earning some money there.
Exactly.
Principal.
That's kind of great. And I like that.
And one thing, I like that none of this is like vandalizing, because I think I don't like the whole senior pranks that are vandalism.
No, if they cause damage and stuff, that's not good.
But this one kind of skirts that, but I think it's funny. Some got a message. Some seniors paid a company to move a big boulder in front of the main entrance to the school. So then the school had to pay the same company and remove it.
That company's like, thank you for your business.
Yeah. Hey, Bob's Boulders. Remember that boulder that you just set down in front of the school? Yeah, we're going to need you to remove that.
Oh, gosh. Wow. But what a picture.
What a picture indeed. Oh, that's some good stuff there. Oh, my gosh. Kelly Notkay texted us and said, we put a big concrete cow up against the front door, had to wait for a farmer to come move it, and no one could get in.
Where do you find a concrete cow?
Oh, Kelly, come on. Driving on 65 there in southern Indiana,
that's true.
You look off to the west and you see
there they are.
There's an entire field of those concrete structures.
I can't imagine that's cheap.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she said, I'm from Western Kentucky, LOL.
Yeah, I like that. if you got one, feel free to text it, 502-795-1997. Let's get to a feel-good story. Kelly K.
A little boy with autism wandered onto train tracks in New York. Mm. And it's because of the quick thinking of transit employees that he's okay. Engineer William Kennedy was operating a southbound train going 70 miles an hour. Mm. A couple of weeks ago, one afternoon, he noticed something unusual in a dangerous spot. Turns out it was a 3-year-old on the northbound tracks. So he used emergency communication to notify nearby train workers and a couple of signal workers. Max and Christopher were on their way to assist when they bumped into the mom and her sister, who were both crying.
As soon as I saw it was a child, I instantly daddy kicked in and we got to save this kid.
We need to kill rail. We got a toddler on the tracks.
Conductor Marcus Higgins, who was heading the other way, also saw the boy and stopped. Watch as he rushes toward Waylon, the boy now in between the rails. He climbs on top of them, still electrified.
This toddler's right on the third rail.
I mean, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You can see the video of the rescue, and the mom called it a miracle. She got her child back safe and sound. She said everything happened so fast. Once he wandered away, he fell off a wall, climbed over that electrically charged rails there, just in nuts. So he's okay, thanks to the quick action of all these people working together.
Good.
The first one to spot it and then getting on the horn and telling everybody about it.
Wow. All right.
Yep, you can see it all at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Sasha writes, hey there, Ben and Kelly. My fiance and I are getting married next year. Plan on inviting only close friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
My fiance's parents and my father are very generously splitting the cost of the wedding, and I asked them if they wanted to add a few people to our guest list as a token of my gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with everybody they added, about 10 people, except for my fiance's aunt. I've only met her twice, but according to my future in-laws, she's a compulsive thief.
Mm.
His family hides their purses and valuables when she's invited to events. She was recently fired for stealing from her coworker. Based on her past behavior, I think it's likely she's going to steal from guests during the reception or even from the gift table. Is there a way I can gently push back on the request to include this person? She's my fiance's father's sister, and he says it's up to us. My fiance's mom says we have to invite her. I love both of my future in-laws dearly, but I don't want anything to go missing on our wedding day, and I feel kind of stuck, caught in the middle.
Oof.
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, you could always put the wedding gifts instead of have a table, or you could have someone watching the wedding table, you know, the gift table or things like that. You could have like a, I don't want to say like a kid because a kid, you know, whatever, but yeah, I mean, you could take measures is what I'm trying to say and not so.
And not obvious. Maybe somebody that's seated near the table could kind of keep an eye inconspicuously.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? Like, so you're putting it on your cousin to say, hey, if you see Aunt Becky take a bag from the table, I want you to
tackle her before she leaves.
Right, exactly. Like what are they going to do? So
I don't know.
Unless you have... Or you find some sort of lockable closet at the reception or something like that where...
Well, that's weird, though. Nobody locks up their gifts at the reception.
Well, Aunt Becky.
Well, okay, so here's what I'm thinking, though. Like, just kind of put everybody on alert. Like, if you see Aunt Becky walking out with anything from the gift table or anything like that, just know that she has not been asked to help load the car. Because that could be like the excuse. Oh, they told me to help, you know, put all this stuff in the car so we can take it back. No, Aunt Becky's not in charge of that. So tell everybody, no, Aunt Becky,
okay.
I got it.
All right. Hang on a second. I hate to pile upon Aunt Becky.
I love the fact that we've named her Aunt Becky. Apologies to all the Beckys out there. We're not calling you thieves.
I hate to pile upon Aunt Becky, but couldn't this all be avoided by just not inviting her?
Well, yes.
Why don't we just not invite her?
That's what she wants to do. And, you know, dad's okay with it because it's his sister. But, you know, her fiance's mom is like, no, we have to invite her. So they're not on the same page with that.
Well, then
that's why she feels caught in the middle.
Then tell your future husband, this is what I think we should do. We should not invite Aunt Becky because hashtag drama. And then have him go to the in-law, go to his parents and say, yeah, you know what? Not a good idea to have Aunt Becky on the list.
Yeah, we just don't want that kind of stress. She's got a track
record. Either that or you give a special invitation to Aunt Becky and she goes to the ceremony.
If you steal, we're kicking you out.
No. She goes to the ceremony, but it has a different address for the reception. And
what is the matter with you?
She goes to a
we
different
cannot
place.
Do that. That is not good advice.
It's like, wow, their reception's at a Denny's? Okay, well,
now,
I guess I'll sit here and order a Moons over my hammy and just wait for everyone else to get here.
Delicious. Sandy says, don't invite Aunt Becky. The consequences of Aunt Becky's behavior has uninvited herself.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking. I'm like, well, I mean, we could jump through the hoops of trying to like padlock and secure the guests' purses and valuables and your presence, or we could just not invite Aunt Becky.
Well, here's the thing, though. It is the fiance's dad, the father of the groom's sister.
Yeah, and he doesn't care.
He doesn't, but okay.
Yeah, he's like,
I mean, that I think that might be.
It's up to you. I mean,
but she's gonna say why. Why am I not invited?
Well, then
to my nephew's wedding.
Let Dad talk to his sister and say, you know why.
I think
that's the line that it goes to. Anyways, all right. I don't know if you've been in a situation like this or just, you know, you have a quote Aunt Becky that you had to deal with, at your wedding, then, let us know. 502-795-1997.
Kelly from Crescent Hill says, can Uncle Jesse still come though?
Oh, is that like a Full House reference?
It's a Full House reference. Okay. Yes.
All right.
That's the famous Aunt Becky.
502-795-1997. Your calls and suggestions coming up next. So to invite Aunt Becky, who likes to steal from people or not, to the wedding. That's what we're going
through.
May not
be named Aunt Becky.
Yeah,
we just kind of named her Becky.
Yeah,
sorry.
You know, whatever.
Now, here's the thing. We've got a lot of people kind of torn a little bit on how to handle this. Some are kind of like, don't invite her. Some are like, have that very difficult conversation. This is the groom's dad's sister. Now, the groom's dad is like, don't invite her. But then groom's mom is like, you have to invite her. It's your aunt. So then what do you do? Jessica says, I personally don't think there's anything wrong with someone, not Sasha, telling the aunt why she isn't invited. If she's a grown adult out there stealing from people, she's grown enough to be called out for it. It's a valid point. Valid point. And this is up on Facebook, too, at Ben and Kelly Show. You can chime in there as well. A lot of people, as we're mining through the comments, mm-hmm. are kind of on board with the same thing. Like, tell her why she's not invited.
Elizabeth.
So my husband and I got married 3 years ago, and he's got some cousins who are just, I mean, this in the nicest way possible. They're just not very well behaved.
Yeah.
So we made the decision and sat down, because it's on his father's side of his mom's side of the family.
Uh-huh.
And we sat down and talked to his parents about it, and they were very understanding. And because of that, we decided no kids because of two kids' behavior. And they were fine with it. And everyone that was at the wedding knew why there were no kids. It was because of these two cousins in particular.
Oh, wow.
And everyone was fine with it. So I think if they just sit down and talk to mom and dad, that they'll be very understanding about it.
Okay. All right. I like that. And it's okay. The rule, no aunts. We're not going to invite any aunts to our wedding.
No aunts that steal. No.
Yeah. If you're an aunt within the sound of my voice that steals, you are not invited to our wedding. So
we're looking at you, Becky.
All right. I like that, Elizabeth. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Allie.
I want to know who's in charge of the invites. Like, can we accidentally, like, lose the invite?
Oh, yes. And when she says, oh, my gosh. And then you'll be like, oh, well, you didn't RSVP. And maybe, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah. Or send her invite to, like, the wrong address.
Or you send it after the wedding.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
I don't know. What happened?
Allie, thank you. Hi, Jessica. So what's your thought?
Okay, so obviously she should not invite the aunt, and that should be the father-in-law's decision to discuss it with her.
That's what I think.
I didn't want to invite one of my college friends' husbands because he's a total nightmare, but we did anyway. He stole some of our gifts. He also created a scene outside of our wedding where an Uber came and he decided it wasn't large enough for the party that's leaving, so he called the police.
Oh my gosh.
I was having to lead people out of the venue to avoid that, like on my wedding day. It was a nightmare. Definitely not recommended.
Yeah, so and Jessica, then you're like, avoid the drama, just don't invite her.
Yes, absolutely. It is.
And then you were all like there that night going, see, I told you we shouldn't have invited him.
Not at all. We were just like, well, we know who he is now.
Wow. Jessica, hey, thank you so much for the phone call.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. So, are we saying don't invite her?
Yeah, Leslie says don't invite Aunt Becky. I had a sister I wasn't going to invite to my wedding due to family issues. Long story short, I decided at the last minute to invite her. She ended up getting so drunk, stealing from a lot of people. When they tried to take her home, she jumped out of the car going 55 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Ambulances were called. It ruined the wedding.
So, here's the thing. All right, so we're all agreed, let's not invite Aunt Becky. If
yes.
Aunt Becky does somehow manage to make it to the wedding by no fault of your own, Kem has a great idea. have the fiance's mom, who wants her there in the first place, stick to Aunt Becky like glue.
I like that.
So
I like that.
So first option, just leave her off the invite list. Don't invite her.
Yes. And if she asks, you know, when the invitation is coming, then we have the groom's dad, who is her brother.
Yes.
Tell her what's up.
Yes. He's got a flex. He's sibling. I'm sure he said plenty of things to his sister over the decades that they've, you know, been brother and sister.
He's got to have that. I love you, but you know you have an issue.
Yep, for sure.
And that's why.
Yeah. But if she does manage to make her way there, I love the advice of, okay, so.
Groom's mom.
It's your duty. So.
Your babysitter.
Okie doke.
Okay, I think we fixed that one. Good stuff. Good group session, guys.
Look at us.
Good session.
Pat ourselves on the back with that one.
And congratulations to Sasha. Enjoy your wedding now.
Yes, I love
sausage.
Stress-free. All right. That is group therapy. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. So you're probably listening to us right now in the car, right? When a song comes on that you love, what do you like to do?
Sing along.
For sure.
Dance, a little bop.
Yeah. You turn up the radio, you sing along a little bit, and all of a sudden you're having your own car concert to yourself, right?
Yeah.
So there were a bunch of people were asked what the best songs to sing in the car to are. And the top three I was a little surprised with. I gotta be honest. Of all the top songs, the top 10, there are only maybe, I don't know, two that we have played on the reg.
Really?
Yeah.
We're not giving you good car concert songs?
So, yeah, number 9 is Pharrell Williams' Happy.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 7 is The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, we all sing along with that, right?
Sure.
And we sing the real version, not the edited one.
All right, so what are the top three? Top three is Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
So this is basically car karaoke.
Yeah, this is definitely like a karaoke moment, yeah?
Yeah, 1,000%. Iconic song.
Yeah, so when that comes on, for sure, you're cranking that up.
You're singing, yeah.
But again, not a song DJX plays on the reg.
No.
Number 2.
Really?
ABBA, Dancing Queen. When this comes on,
yeah,
you're singing it.
I love the nostalgia.
Yeah, so these are the best songs to sing along to in the car. The number one song, iconic band, but probably of all the songs that this band has released, I don't know if I would have put this in the top three. But here we are. It's Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. I'm traveling at the speed
of light. Oh, yeah, no. I would have said Bohemian Rhapsody over this.
Yeah, that's not even a top 10. Yeah, so again, of the top 10, only two, Pharrell Williams' Happy and Killers' Mr. Brightside, actually made it onto the DJX playlist. Bruce Springsteen was on there, Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire, Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way, Meatloaf, Bat Outta Hell. Which
Who did they ask for this list?
Did they ask your 57-year-old uncle?
Yeah. This is crazy. Like, who are they asking to give these answers? I feel like that needs to be examined.
Right.
And then if we ask, like, other people.
Yeah, then all of a sudden maybe you see Whip Nene in the top 10.
Yes.
Or
I'm going to say, let's
Carly Rae Jepsen or something like that.
Our core listeners. Let's make our own list because this list is kind of crap.
I know. So, yeah, top three, Queen, ABBA, and Bon Jovi.
Now, I'm not hating on those songs, like they're great iconic songs, but I wouldn't think about them to be the first ones that I am turning on in the car on a daily basis.
Yeah, so there you go.
If I want to rock out.
That's 99.7 DJX. Diving into the DMs, Kelly K.
Allison said, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show. Been listening since I was riding the bus to school.
Aw, thank you.
I just turned 28. Met a guy on Hinge who's 38. He's older than I'd like, but I am ready for a relationship, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
Sure.
We met at a bar. During drinks, the issue of age came up. I told him that I would never want to be with a guy that's more than 10 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
He said he had a confession to make.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually 45 and not 38.
Oh.
He said he was afraid I wouldn't give him a chance if I knew. He believed the date was going well because he was calling me babe, and I didn't object. He didn't understand why I felt deceived.
Oh.
Now things are awkward, so I suggest we just leave. When we get to the parking garage, he realizes his car has been towed.
Oh, my gosh.
So he asked if I would wait as he needs to make some calls. He said he would likely need a ride. He walked out of the garage to get a signal. I got in my car and left.
Oh, my gosh. She just, peace.
Some of my girlfriends think I'm a jerk for bailing on him when he needed help. Am I the jerk here? Thanks, Allison.
Okay. So maybe from a safety standpoint, no, I don't think you are. You know, if you were worried about your safety, maybe. I don't think you, it doesn't sound like you were.
No, I think it would have been nice to hang out and give him a ride. Now, I don't blame you for feeling deceived, and maybe you don't want to pursue the relationship because of that. But I'm just not the type of person that's just going to ghost someone when he asks you to stay. Just hang out until he gets the situation handled.
And he's like, hey, let me just step out here and get a better cell phone signal because we're in a parking garage. You're like, oh, okay. Peace out. Yeah. Aubrey texts in and says, has a very similar situation. Red flags. Did we go on a date with the same guy?
Oh, wow. She said, ghost him.
Yeah, definitely ghost him. All right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Look, would he have been in that situation had he actually said his truthful age of 45? No. Because they wouldn't have gone on a date. She would not have probably, he wouldn't have even matched probably in her search. You know what I mean? So, yeah. You know, he already started off on the wrong foot, but kind of lying to get in the door.
Yes.
And that didn't sit well with her.
Right. Oh. Gosh, it's tough. But again, I'm just, doesn't matter what the situation is. I just don't foresee that I would have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of siding with her friends that I probably would have just made sure that he got a ride wherever he needed and then called it a night. And then I wouldn't have gone out with him again.
Hey,
if you didn't feel a connection, despite the whole age lie.
Maybe a thing of, hey, I'm not going to be able to give you a ride home, but I can stay until like an Uber comes and picks you up or, you know, something like that.
Yes. I wouldn't have just ditched him when he left to go get a signal. Like that's kind of savage.
Well, I guess. Oh, okay. So Kelly thinks you're a jerk. I don't know.
I'm not calling her a jerk. I said I wouldn't have done that. I'll just say it like a nicer way.
You said you probably wouldn't
have done that.
You were siding with her friends.
Yes. I think that they have a valid point in I wouldn't have done that if I were you.
All right.
I don't like calling people a jerk.
All right. No, I understand. But you sided with your friends who did. So by proxy, that's fine. All right. That's fine. You know, hey, look, the good news is you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like you're going to be trying to go out with them again or anything like that. You really don't ever have to interact with them again.
Yeah,
so
the good
fine.
News
cleanse
is,
your soul.
Is you just kind of cleanse your soul by I guess, messaging us. And yes, there are people that are messaging and saying you are definitely a jerk because if the shoe were on the other foot, you know, you all would be crucifying him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, hey, put the situation in reverse. What if she was stranded?
A double standard for sure.
Yeah, maybe.
The whole damsel in distress thing doesn't necessarily work in reverse. Jamie says not the jerk. We've all seen Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of what I was implying, you know, initially, where
it was a safety thing.
She didn't say that she felt unsafe, but I thought definitely from a safety standpoint, you know, you don't know the guy really. He already lied about his age. And now he wants you to give him a ride because his, quote, car all of a sudden is missing. You know, how do you know it actually got towed? It could have been, you know, some elaborate scheme to, and look, I'm going down a rabbit hole here.
You are going down a rabbit hole. Too many crime shows, sir.
I know, too many of those crime podcasts, murder podcasts. But
now, I think if that was the case, though, he wouldn't have gone to, like, go make a call. He would have just said, hey, can you give me a ride?
No, I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe
he's
just
trying
to
figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, he could be. I don't know. Well, either way, I think she doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, water under the bridge.
She's not going out
now
with him again. It's fine.
All right. Allison, so 50% of the show thinks you're a jerk. The other doesn't. So take that for what it is. 99.7 DJX.
Loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Crumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. We, of course, are going for this magical You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor trophy, which is, I mean, it's got character.
You can't pay for that kind of magic.
Losers go first. I think that's me.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's your arsenal like? Rank it.
Well,
1 to 10.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Oh, okay.
All right. Here we go. You laugh, you lose. So, Kelly, I told a joke on a Zoom meeting and no one laughed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turns out I'm not remotely funny.
Got it. Good start. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What happens when you stick your hand in a blender?
What?
You get a handshake.
You do.
Tasty.
Kelly, what do the movies Titanic and The Sixth Sense have in common?
What do they have in common?
I see dead people.
I see dead. Got it. All right. Took me a sec. I'm there. Good.
That's
one.
A thinking man's joke right there,
it
Kelly.
It is. Yeah. Yes, it is. Colorblind friend insists that all apples are yellow.
Mm.
I told him that was bananas.
Different shape, too.
Uh-huh.
Woman in labor yells, shouldn't! Wouldn't! Couldn't! Doctor told her husband, don't worry, those are just contractions.
Wow. Solid. Solid.
Thank you.
Grammar jokes. Okay. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the Italian chef with the terminal illness?
No.
Yeah, he passed away.
Oh, why you gotta break your mama's heart?
Can only do so much.
Oh.
Now he's just a pizza history.
Any more?
So many punchlines. That's it. Oh. That's all I got.
I don't know if you heard this. My wife crashed the car while listening to Adele.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She was rolling in the Jeep.
Hopefully she's okay.
She is.
That's great. Bad for the Jeep.
Yeah.
Didn't know you had a Jeep.
I didn't either.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Insomnia is terrible.
Huh.
But on the plus side, only 3 more sleeps till Christmas.
Ah, yes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Grandpa.
Grandpa who?
Quick, stop the funeral!
Wow. That's a miracle. Welcome back, Grandpa.
Just went to sleep.
Wow. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My husband traumatically ripped the blankets right off me last night.
Oh.
It's okay. I'll recover.
Hmm. What's the difference between a dead skunk in the road and a dead lawyer in the road?
What is the difference?
skid marks are in front of the skunk. Lawyer
Got
joke.
It. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's for our lawyer friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially Daryl Isaacs. We love you, buddy. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Guy says, my wife left me. Says my life revolves around football and she's sick of it.
Oh.
She says, I'm really upset. We were together for 7 seasons.
Oh. You know, my wife said we could each have 3 hall passes.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, she picked Jason Momoa, Matt Damon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Then she got mad at me for my picks, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, her sister, our kid's teacher, and Kelsey in the marketing department were the wrong answers.
I didn't even know we had a Kelsey.
Wrong
she
answers.
Sounds hot, though. Wrong answers. That is no. Those are, you're not supposed to have attainable hall passes.
Well, what fun is that?
You don't know how to play the game. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
At a wedding, this husband went back to the dessert table several times. On the 4th visit, his wife was like, aren't you embarrassed getting so much dessert? He's all like, no, I tell him it's for you.
That's dumb.
That is dumb. That's not even my best stuff.
He threw his wife under the bus.
Of course he did.
Man, what a
of
jerk.
Of course he did. Like, now, wife needs some more.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Look at her over there.
Look at her.
Look
just
at her.
Pounding the
Look
chocolate cake.
All right, there you go. Enjoy the trophy yet again for another week.
Oh, I will.
All right, it's you laugh, you lose.
Or you chuckle, you
or
lose.
You chuckle, you lose. Or you mildly sniff, you lose. On 99.7 DJX.